and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
It's Friday, Wicket. You know what that means. It's our favorite day of Wicket's World.
So instead of me talking about last night's game or previewing the weekend, you just take this over and do a podcast.
Well, it still has half of you in it in terms of
great.
Lee McNabb Wicket.
Okay, so my wife is here.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
You guys did this, what, yesterday? Last night?
Yeah. Okay. We podcast in the evenings together.
I wonder where she went.
That's our special time.
Makes sense.
When we can really get into it. Are you ready for it? Are you excited?
Can't wait.
Hike, check. Wicket's wife, Lee, is back. Wicket's better and only half. I mean, I think that you're more three quarters.
Thank you. I really do wear the pants and half of the skirt. Maybe I should say I do wear the pads and half of the mouth guard.
You bring the sports intellect and banter.
Thank you for having me back.
So crave throughout the week. All right, let's start with my Hawkeyes. Did you hear Kirk Ferentz from this week trying to tell us that Colorado is going to be good?
Colorado State's coming off a really impressive win, a good win over Toledo. You know, it was a good road win for them, certainly. Their staff's a really good staff. They're a big team, physical team, especially up front. They do a good job there. The BC had a good running back. Basically, again, they just have good size.
The only way the Rams are going to give the Hawks a game is if Iowa's looking ahead to next week's big game at Maryland.
Maryland should get past Kent State tomorrow, and they'll both likely be undefeated when the Hawks roll into town in 8 days.
And then Iowa gets number 6 Penn State in Iowa City. They've got Colorado State tomorrow. They should blow them out. DraftKings has the Hawkeyes as a 22-point favorite, so this shouldn't be much of a game.
Meanwhile, Iowa State, fresh off their blowout win with UNLV, will go to Waco to face a Baylor team that can score a lot of points. They haven't played much competition, but the Bears are averaging 46 points per game.
Over 300 yards on the ground and 575 yards of total offense last week at Kansas. Now, I get it. Rock, chalk, but still, on the road in the Big 12, it's something to look at. This should be a great test to open the Big 12 for Iowa State. It feels like they have a lot to prove, and it's only week 4.
Mm-hmm. Vegas has Baylor as a 7-point dog at home. Lee, who are you going with?
Oh, we will fight for Iowa State, and may her colors ever fly. Oh, we will fight with might. Should I keep going?
I mean, I don't know this song, so I can't really do backup. Now, let's get to the NFL, specifically because I'm doing so well in Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge.
Okay.
I've heard that Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge has quite the leaderboard.
I am in third place. Wicket is in fourth, behind me.
Oh.
Your husband, as in the guy who had a sports talk morning show. And
remember, those who can't teach and or talk about it on the radio.
Right.
Yes.
Picking up the slack that Wicket just leaves hanging every single week. Every Bears fan is excited, and frankly, so am I, because the Justin Fields era has begun. Fields is starting in place of Andy Dalton this Sunday in Cleveland against the Browns.
Give me the Browns at home.
Chiefs upset by the Ravens last week on Sunday Night Football and look to bounce back at Arrowhead this Sunday when Justin Herbert and the Chargers come to town.
Defensively, I can't figure out why Chris Jones was moved outside by Kansas City. He's a monster on the interior and has looked very pedestrian playing defensive end. I'll take Mahomes and the Chiefs at home.
The Vikings. Oh, the Vikings.
It is good! No, he missed it.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Goal! Or something. Nobody loses quite like Minnesota. And this week, they host your Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. Elephant in the room.
Ooh.
They blew a 15-point second-half lead last week to Tennessee at home. But still, keep letting Russ cook.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson is averaging almost 300 yards and 3 touchdown passes per game. And if it weren't for Tom Brady, he'd be the leader for MVP right now. And he is the winner of my heart and soul in fantasy football, beating Wicket, by the way. I am in fourth place. He is in eighth.
All right, let's get to the Packers. They rule my house. Sunday night in San Francisco, Green Bay bounced back on Monday night, but the Lions are the worst. Did we already talk about fantasy football? Because I hear you beat Wicket and you didn't even play a running back. Did we mention the part about how you didn't play a running back? Because that's a thing. And since we haven't recapped it in the last couple of minutes, I feel like perhaps I would just like to make sure the stats are as follows. How is Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge.
Okay.
All right, so, of course, Andy Hall is winning Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge.
Is that rigged?
No, okay. Not at all. He's just very, very good at every single thing he attempts.
That's real life.
Unlike your husband, Wicket.
All right.
I am beating Wicket in Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge.
And you didn't even play a full...
I was feeling bad for Wicket because I was doing so well in Andy Hall's Pro Football Challenge. Mm-hmm. I figured, you know what? I'll throw him a bone.
Sure, sure.
I won't even do a running back. Sure. I deleted my guy. He had an injury. I originally went with him with a suspected injury because I'm like, underdogs, we love him.
We love him. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
That's why
he was out for the year.
I was like, okay, I got to get serious now.
What's funny is the beginning of the day, Michael Patrick Wicket cursed your name in our home because you, in fact, were not, quote, taking this seriously enough.
Huh.
Because you didn't have in a running back. And you beat him anyway.
I did. That'll do it for us today. Cheers to Andy Hall and his Pro Football Challenge. Yesterday was his birthday.
Aw, happy birthday, leader of all things football and all things laser.
The most important man in our lives.
Amen.
How many times are you going to bring up the fact that you beat me in fantasy football? How many times is that going to come up?
Well, we're just going to talk about it until fantasy football's over, Wicket.
Oh,
it's still going.
15 more weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.